Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's go to Easy Eats. It's Wednesday, which means it's a classic day of the week to wonder what to do tonight. I've already decided I'm doing rotisserie chicken and rolls. Because I know my five-year-old will eat that, and there's only so many dinners you can do in the trot where you're trying to convince them to eat something, and eventually you just break and say, okay, we'll make his favourite. Anyway, Sam Parrish is aiming higher, as usual, and she joins me now. Hi.
Oh, I love that. No, rotisserie chook all the way, I'm all for it.
Chef,
for it.
Author, and super busy mum, and she joins us each Wednesday at around this time. And so what's on your mind this week? You've been cooking the same thing a few times this week. You've obviously discovered something you like.
Yes, I am. I'm loving this. I don't know. I think I'm down in Christchurch and we have just got a real cold snap down here. Real frosty mornings happening in down in south. And so I guess this is probably takes on that comfort of soup, but then it's still like a proper meal. It's not, you know, it's a kind of like a minestrone meets a really nourishing.
We did a minestrone the other night. It's so lovely.
Yeah, and what is it about minestrone that it is kind of like your grandma's come and cooked you something really wholesome and just kind of does all the right things, especially with winter.
Yeah, the veggies, but then the little broken up bits of pasta as well, so it's kind of sort of comfort food
exactly.
And carby, and yeah, love it.
But for this one, I went with a pearl couscous because it just kind of gives it a different kind of. It absorbs the liquid a bit differently and it makes it more of a bowl, I guess, and less of a soup. But I'm just loving how I'm cooking the lamb with this, which I can talk everyone through. But, yeah, I highly recommend popping this one on your weekly rotation because it is quite a winner.
The name of the recipe is Nourishing Couscous Lamb Bowls. How are we going to do it?
Yes. So we're going to – this is a one pan because I'm thinking of everyone, of course, one pan wonder. And then you're going to need a couple of metal skewers that will sit nicely over your pan.
This is such a good idea, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool way that I often cook chicken, funnily enough, for like a biryani or something like that. But I thought – the amount of times when you're at the supermarket and these lamb steaks – they're always quite, they're pretty good value for money. And I've always looked at them and thought, I don't think enough people probably know what to do with those.
Yeah.
And so this is a really cool way of cooking them in that you're just going to skewer them with the metal skewers and have it sit over this amazing couscous dish that I'll talk everyone through. And that's going to get whacked into the oven. And they just cook in that kind of gnarly golden on the outside, pink in the middle way. So that you can slice it up and top it on top of your beautiful couscous bowl. And it just makes it look like you're a five-star chef, to be perfectly honest.
Totally, yeah. I did it the other day with chicken as well. Just chicken, like, legs. Yeah. And then we had all this zucchini. So sliced it up thin, put it on the bottom of an oven tray, and then sort of had the chicken legs almost suspended over the top. And the juice that comes out just makes the veggies taste better.
Yeah, and you're not losing all that delicious, I want to say fat, because fat is yum.
Fat and juice, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and all that juice is just going to drip into this beautiful couscous bowl. So, a pan, I think everyone should own a really good quality, wide, deep saucepan or casserole dish, whatever you want to call it, that you can put straight onto the stove. I like something like that because you've got the wideness of the pan. You can always get some more caramelization onto things. And for this, it works really well because the lambs can sit over the top. So some oil, brown onion, celery, just the usual suspects, cooking off really quickly. And then we're going to throw in 2/3 of a cup of pearl couscous. And you could sub in any of your favorite pastas or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because it's all just going to cook together in the oven anyway. So, but the pearl couscous is really lovely with this. It kind of has a really cool texture to it.
Mm.
And then we're going to cook that off with some garlic, some cumin seeds, and kind of cook that off until the couscous is toasted a little bit. I do like to toast off my couscous. It just kind of adds another layer of flavor to everything.
Before it's boiled or steamed or whatever, you'd put them dry couscous and just kind of, yeah.
More is more sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then throw in a can of beans. I just used like a 4-bean mix because, trying to get some bean diversity in there.
Yep, yep.
Always a good idea.
Bean diversity,
bean diversity. That's a thing. And then a can of tomatoes, stock cube. And then I use the same can to get 2.5 canfuls of water and pop that all in. And at this point, so you've kind of got everything sitting there in the pan. At this point, you could literally put that into the fridge, go to work, and then come home, pull that out, bring it to the boil, and cook that off for 5 minutes, and then pop your skewered lamb on top into the oven, 20, 25 minutes until there was potato as well. I have skipped an ingredient, but there is some chopped potatoes in there just to give that full minestrone vibe. You can kind of have everything done, pop it into the oven when you get home with the lamb on top, 20, 25 minutes, and it just perfectly, it absorbs the right amount of liquid. You still got a bit of liquid kind of hanging out to give that soupy vibe. And then the lamb, it just cooks so nicely. Take the lamb off, let it rest, and then chuck in some spinach. I use some cavolo nero, which is like a Tuscan cabbage, which is quite beautiful and green. And just let
good
that
in the garden
in
too.
There. Yeah,
it just keeps coming and coming.
I imagine a lot of New Zealanders have it growing in the garden. It's such a cool plant, actually. It kind of looks like a palm tree. How it grows.
Yeah. Little crimped leaves. But yeah, it's I think you do have to make quite a conscious effort to actually use it in a dish.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, it's yummy. Quite fibrous as well.
Yeah.
And then that's it. You spoon the couscous into your bowl, slice up some lamb, and then I finish it off with some parsley and some crunchy crostini that I just got at the bakery. And it's just yum. I think it's just really wholesome, nourishing. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's doing all the things for me right now.
Sounds perfect. Sam Parrish, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Easy Eats with Sam, and the recipe is on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jessie.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.